You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You're listening to WGOD. That's the radio station. That's the call letters I would call my radio station if I owned one. And if you were allowed to use the same call letters as somebody else, unfortunately, there's a station in the Virgin Islands that already owns that, WGOD. But that's what I would call it. Why? For this very reason. God is always broadcasting, same as a radio station. He's always transmitting, always. Friend, I say, let's make it yours and my life's ambition and goal and desire is to be tuned in to his frequency to hear the word of God. Let's make that our goal every day. Tune in to hear the word from God. Now, we're looking here today at these seven principles of evangelism. We're in Acts chapter 8. We're looking at Philip the evangelist. We're looking at the success that he had in preaching Christ to a Gentile. The text is found in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40, where it says, "The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise and go to the south. Go toward the south, under the way that goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza." This is desert. So he arose and went. He didn't waste any time. He did what the Lord told him to do, what the Holy Spirit told him to do. Same thing. Holy Spirit is God. And then he ran into this eunuch here who was sitting in his chariot reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and join thyself to this chariot." So Philip ran there, heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, "Do you understand? Understandest thou what thou readest?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guide me?" And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. So the place where he was reading was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearers was silent, so he opened not his mouth." And now he wants to know, who is this? Who is the prophet talking about? He asks. "I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Let me say that you don't need to have a pre-programmed idea or plan when God sends you out to talk to someone. You'll know what to say just like Jesus said it would be. The words will be given to you at the proper time what to say, and it comes really from listening. God sends you somewhere to go talk to someone. Listen first, and then you'll know what to say. Now, seven things here. There's seven principles we can learn of evangelism from looking at Philip. The first one, what we looked at yesterday, is Philip was available. Immediately, this is what he did. Philip ran there and heard him reading the prophet. So the first thing he did is he was available on this list of seven. same as Isaiah. When you go back to chapter 6 of Isaiah, when it's when I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send?" He wasn't even speaking to Isaiah, as Oswald Chambers likes to write, but he overheard it. He overheard the call. He overheard the call. "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I, send me," is what his answer was. What's your answer? Are you available? Are you available to the Lord God Almighty? If God's got a task to do, let's say here in Merritt Island, are you available or are you unavailable? Are you available or are you busy? The second principle is he was led by the Spirit. It says in Romans 8:14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Philip was led by the Spirit. Verse 29 in this text, "The Spirit said to Philip, 'Go near and overtake this chariot.'" Okay, principle number three. This is where we left off here now. Principle number three is he was obedient. So number one, he's available. Number two, he was led by the Spirit. Number three, he was obedient. Verse 29, "Then the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go near and overtake this chariot.' So Philip ran to him." It's as simple as that. The Holy Spirit says, "Go near, overtake the chariot." So what did Philip do? He didn't lollygag. He ran to him. I love it. Ran to him. I love this verse, 1 Chronicles 28:9. David's parting words to his son Solomon. He says this. He says, "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he'll cast you off forever." See, David told him, serve God with a loyal heart and a willing mind. If God told you, or I should say, if God impressed on you to go and minister to someone, would your approach, would the approach that you take be one of the prophet Jonah, who ran the opposite way, or Philip, who immediately obeyed God and ran to the chariot? Friend, that's my prayer, is that you would love the Lord with all your heart, and with joy, you would select option number two. Okay, number four on this list, a proper opening. That is a proper opening. We need to have a proper opening. What's the first thing that we say to someone? What did Philip say? Verse 30, "Philip ran to him, heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, 'Do you understand what you are reading?'" I love that. He didn't find him reading Investor's Business Daily or the Sporting News. No, he was reading the Word of God. Here's the lesson. Here's the lesson in that. I guarantee you, 99.5 out of 100 times that God puts someone on your heart, that God is already dealing with that person. Let me say that again. I guarantee you, the next time God puts someone on your heart, he's already dealing with that person. You are going to be the icing on the cake for that person. You are the straw that broke the camel's back. You. He's already dealing with them. You're going to be the confirmation, the final thing, the thing to push people over the top, is you being obedient, you being led by the Spirit and doing this. Now, you got to have a proper opening. Again, listen to the words of Jesus. Luke chapter 12, verse 11. It says, "Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say." Now listen to what he says. This is Luke 12:12. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Now the context of this was persecution, but it's still the same Holy Spirit. It's the same Holy Spirit that's not going to leave you hanging either. He will give you, it's a promise from the Son of God. The Son of God promises you today that the Holy Spirit will teach you, not the hour before, but in that very hour, what you ought to say. He'll tell you what to say at the right time. First, you got to listen. Listen, go to where you're going. Listen to what is said, and then the Holy Spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, once Philip got to his destination, he saw what the Ethiopian was doing, and he knew what to say, even heard it. And let me say, not a moment before, he didn't know earlier, or the night before. He knew it when he got there, when he heard what he heard, then he knew what to say. Principle number 5, and we'll wrap it up here today on this one, and we'll wrap up this study tomorrow. Principle number 5, use tact. What you don't say to your friend is, God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. Like Paul said in Acts 23:3. No, you've got to have tact. I once remember at a car dealership, there was a wild-eyed fruitcake there, shouting and yelling about Jesus. Now, the things that he said were true, but he had no tact. Listen to this account here. Now, it happened as we went to prayer, Acts 16:16, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of Python met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling, or the King James says, soothsaying. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaimed us the way of salvation. This she did many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned to her and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. Huh. I guess demons could preach Christ in a weird kind of way and lead people away. How's that? Well, because as with everything, you ask yourself, do people want what I have? Do people want to be part of my fellowship? You know, some Christians go to funerals. They walk around with signs that say, God hates, dot, dot, dot. Who wants to join that fraternity? Imagine that, being saved, you know, to be a member of that group. No, thanks. Don't even save me. I don't want to be a part of that group. Man, you got to use tact with what you say. We're going to wrap it up right there for today. I got a little sidetracked there, but that was number 5. Use tact with what you say. Pick it up here tomorrow. We got 2 more left here. Again, if you'd like a copy of this, at least the handout here that I have, it's got the scripture verses, the 7 principles for you to fill out, and it has the scripture verses on the bottom of this of a famous method of evangelism known as the Roman Road. If you'd like a copy of that, email me and I'll respond to your email with this attachment, this Microsoft Word document, 7 principles of evangelism. Let's look at the way Philip did it. And let's, if you don't have a good method, or if you'd like to improve yours, let's follow the way that Philip did. Now, we'll be back again tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.